to another episode of EDM Talk, a podcast dedicated to the electrical discharge machining industry. EDM Talk is sponsored by Grifel Carbon Products. Today's episode of EDM Talk, we are joined by the Grifel Corporation outside sales managers, John DeLally in the North Central, Chip Rowland from the Southeast, Jeff Kazonis from the West, and myself, Ken Dworsnick, in the Midwest. Today, we are going to discuss how the outside sales managers can help support your specific applications, as well as help find solutions to issues in EDM and non-EDM machining. Gentlemen, I appreciate each of you taking the time to join us today.
Good to be here, Ken.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Our first question will be for all three of you individually. Let's talk about your experience as sales managers and talk about how each of you got started at Grifel Carbon Products. John, we'll start with you.
This started out as a family business. I joined in 1988. That's quite a while before we merged with Grifel. So basically, I've just about all aspects of the business I've had my hand in at some point in time. Working in the shop side, inside sales, the order desk, down to shipping and receiving. And so currently, this is what I'm doing. I'm managing the North Central part of the country.
Chip, how about for yourself? Talk about your start with Grifel and what your experience has been.
Well, I came to work with Grifel in 2017. Prior to that, I'd been about 28 years or so total to date in the machine tool industry. I covered the Southeast region from Texas down along the Gulf Coast to Florida, up the Atlantic coast to Virginia. It's a pleasure getting to meet the various shops and the people in those shops.
And Jeff, how about yourself?
Like Chip, I started with Grifel in 2017. I've got a total of about 30 years experience in a bunch of different aspects of manufacturing machining, from cranking handles on old Bridgeport and Hardinge machines to repairing EDM machines, application support with EDM. I've sold all sorts of machine tools and supplies for machine tools, and I've been involved in EDM very, very heavily since 1996 when I started with Shermie Technologies back then. It's not just EDM knowledge, but also shop knowledge and process knowledge and things like that that I've seen through my career that I can help people out with.
Myself, I started with Grifel in 2016 and obviously enjoyed being with the company. Previous to that, I was focused on furnace fixtures and working for companies that were producing different furnace manufacturing materials, rigid insulation, and CFC. So certainly I'm a little bit new to EDM, but having people like yourselves around makes it a lot easier. John, a question for you. When everything with COVID-19 hit in March, your area seemed extremely busy with customers needing materials to help with the medical industry. Talk about some of the projects you were involved with during that time.
When COVID hit back in March, April, May, even into June, majority of our mold and tool shops, everybody got busy at once. And in talking to all these guys, there was the big rush for ventilators, test kits, mask production, and there was a big push on. Guys were putting other projects on hold. Everything related to COVID was expedited. While a lot of other people slowed down, we saw an increase in the first few months. It was kind of a pleasure to know that we're related and we were servicing these guys. We had our small part in, helping out with this whole epidemic.
Chip, as many potential and current customers know, you have a vast knowledge of applications for many different industries. When I've had the chance to speak with you, you are very detailed on specific information on projects and know how everything works. Talk about how you've gained all this information and how your experience can help customers.
Well, thank you, Ken. That's very kind. I suppose I would credit that to the ABL methodology, where you're always going to be looking, you're always going to be listening, you're always going to be learning, and always be loving what you do. I think that's probably the only way I could describe how I've come across that knowledge. Our customers really are great teachers. Oftentimes the things we're working on don't exist in a catalog or a sales deck. We might not even recognize the need until we meet and discuss that client's need or potential need for graphite. We're working in a lot of areas besides the traditional EDM electrode work that most folks are familiar with us for. They'd probably be surprised to know some of the stuff that we're working in. I enjoy learning about these things, and I'm always reading and networking on the computer. I'm pretty much a graphite nerd now. ABL, the last one, would always be lucky to be working with the people that I work with. I learn a lot from them.
Jeff, you mentioned the beginning of the show, you've experienced many different industries in your years working in the EDM industry. What are some of the things you have seen that are similar in EDM, and what are some of the things that have changed in the industry?
Some of the huge changes that I've seen over the decades used to be that, for example, an EDM house or a mold shop would buy enough EDM to last them 6 to 8, maybe 12 months. I mean, this could be $1 million purchase of EDM graphite. That no longer happens. People are generally now, since 2001 and 2008, we're seeing more people order just what they need for the next jobs coming up. Most people don't really stock any EDM graphite like they used to. They're not making huge, massive 1-foot by 2-foot electrodes that are just filled with flushing holes and look like a shower head. High-speed machining has taken away a lot of EDM, and that's a good thing because it's speeded up processes, shortened cycle times, gotten product to market faster, things like that. But EDM is still going to need to be there for certain things that you just can't do with a cutting edge. I see that additive manufacturing is going to be probably cutting into EDM, already has started cutting into EDM, and will do more in the future just because of the details and the assemblies that can be made that used to be, you know, 90 pieces, now are 2 or 3 pieces. So EDM is, it's always being challenged, but there's always things that I think will be out there that won't be able to be done by any other means. So even though the EDM processes have been around for a long time, it's finding more needs on where to use those processes these days, I think.
John, during the COVID-19 epidemic, many areas of the country have had many different experiences. Some areas are starting to open up while others have continued to be closed. What has this experience been like for you personally doing business, and how have you been able to stay in touch with customers?
In my particular territory, everybody stayed open. I mean, all the shops are current customers. Certainly, we've never closed the door. You know, we took all necessary precautions, and big difference is all of us, we stopped going on the road. It's basically been phone, email, voicemail. I text with a few of the bigger accounts. And I know in Ramsey here, a few times I've had to fill in the sales desk. That gave me a chance to reconnect with customers too. So we're fortunate in that regard. We have the ability to shift gears in order to keep the orders going out the door, keep customers happy. Like all of us, you know, the in-person meetings, I'll be looking forward to when all this passes to getting back to that.
Sure. Well, Chip, as many people know that there has been a slowdown in the aerospace industry, what many people don't realize, and you kind of hit on this before, is that Graphel Carbon Products does offer non-EDM graphite materials along with EDM supplies. Besides some of the industries you talked about earlier, what are some of the other industries that Graphel can help provide solutions with?
I didn't have the benefit of being an EDM guy before I came to work for Graphel. All I knew was we had graphite, so I looked for every opportunity to talk about graphite. And some of the places that we're seeing graphite used is in things like I'd mentioned and touched on earlier for checking brooch function, and rather than dulling a brooch going through a test part made out of some very high nickel alloys, we'll use graphite, we'll run the brooch through it, and we'll check the tool path after it goes through the graphite to confirm that the tool geometry is correct. We see it used oftentimes hot zones. It could be a furnace for heat treating. We look at graphite being used oftentimes in production of pipes. Pipe mills use graphite as part of their production process to support pipes coming through a pipe processing line. So graphite is used in the traditional sense in EDM, but we're seeing it used more and more as a technical material.
Jeff, one way many people have been connecting with customers besides email, phone calls, and web pages is by the social medium of LinkedIn. I know you've been connecting with customers for a long time on this media platform. talk about how LinkedIn works and what are the advantages for me as a customer or potential buyer using this platform.
LinkedIn is it's a great social platform that I've been using for a lot of years now. I've got several hundred followers, several hundred connections, and the difference there is that people who follow me have just decided that, hey, this person puts out some interesting information. I'm just going to follow him so I get notified if he says anything. Whereas a connection is somebody that I have a direct connection with on LinkedIn. I can have a private conversation with these people through messaging. And this is where I think is a big advantage for people like buyers who want to connect with people like us who are sellers to ask questions about products, about processes, about delivery times, things like this, maybe without having to go through email. And it really comes down to personal preference. You know, we've done a survey, and I see surveys all the time on LinkedIn about, you know, what's personal preference for your messaging. Is it a telephone call, an email, a LinkedIn message? LinkedIn seems to be the least of that at the moment. I think people probably have moved away from checking it as often as they did before COVID. But it's great not just for buyers and sellers to connect. I know that several of us have forwarded people's names who are looking for positions that have been laid off during the COVID crisis here. I'm always putting information out about some of the companies that I try to help support in some of their successes. It's just a great way to get information out to a very wide range of people about a very wide range of topics. You know, as Chip said, we not only deal with EDM, we deal with glass manufacturing for quartz glass. We deal with furnace applications, all these different things. So to put out messages just to target EDM shops, we're missing a lot of people out there. So I'm connecting now with more people outside of EDM, still within manufacturing, but in more specialized areas. And I think that gets a huge draw from the marketplace for people to look at not only my profile and my background and experience and how I can help them, but also they're going to proceed on and look at Graphel as a company at our web pages, at our posts on LinkedIn to see that, you know, we really are experts in our field and we really can help lower costs, make things less risky, just help you all around do a better job in your business.
One segment that we've had each week is listener questions. We have a few questions from some of our listeners, and I think some of these questions you guys individually can answer. The first one is Maddie from Minnesota. It's asking about the capabilities for the Graphel Carbon Products facility in Ramsey, Minnesota. Maddie's looking for a quick turnaround on blanks. Does the Ramsey, Minnesota facility have the ability to turn around blanks in one day? And what other machining can be performed at this facility? I guess, John, this would be a good question for you.
The answer is yes. We can, basically, that's what we do. We turn most orders the same day. Majority of our orders that come in from the mold shops in the EDM world go out the same day. Our capabilities here, I like to tell people any which way you need your graphite. Saw cut, sanded, precision ground, and then we have the ability to drill and tap for basically any tooling that you have. We have the ability to mill. It's been brought up a couple times. We do suit furnace parts here. We've done some large hearth bars. As long as they can fit on our machines, we have that capability. We make some nuts for a couple of the furnace accounts that I have. We turn stuff. That's what we've always done and we continue to do. Along with, you know, a lot of the local customers, they can call stuff in and we'll have it ready at will call within a couple hours. Or if they need, sometimes guys just come and pick stuff up as soon as they need it.
Aaron from South Carolina wants to know about the facility that is in Landrum, South Carolina. Aaron mentioned that he drove by the facility about a month ago and noticed it was a very good sized facility. Aaron's question is, what equipment capabilities are offered at this facility? Chip, I guess this would be a good question for you.
Thanks for that question, Aaron. In 2016, we were fortunate to secure an excellent facility in Landrum, South Carolina, which is near many of our aerospace, power gen, medical, and mold making clients. Now, this facility is climate controlled, which is an absolute necessity here in the Southeast. So we're on Asheville Highway, and it's a little over 30,000 square feet. They've got milling, turning, and grinding capabilities that include shapes, angles, radius work. In addition to that, it's got inspection, metrology, reporting capabilities. It's also an AS9100 site, along with it shares this quality system that the main facility in Westchester has. It's used for warehousing, for raw materials and finished goods that we can draw upon to meet customer demand. And it's a great place, great town. We're happy to be part of the upstate region and grateful for the reception given by the shops and industries there.
Melody from Arizona wants to know, based on the location of manufacturing facilities in Westchester, Ohio, Ramsey, Minnesota, and Landrum, South Carolina, is it possible for customers on the West Coast to receive expedited shipments? Jeff, can you answer that question?
Thanks for asking that, Melody. Even though we are about 4 days by ground transport from our manufacturing facilities here in the West, we can definitely do expedited shipments. For some customers, that would just be going from a ground shipment status to maybe a 3-day or 2-day air. Of course, that would be an additional charge to the customer. On large enough quantities, I would also consider possibly keeping a stock in Arizona for very specific customers that would have a need for urgency in deliveries. I do this for one or two right now. And as the territory grows and the needs become larger, we would probably want to look at somewhere down the road of maybe having a stock warehouse somewhere in the western states to support that part of the country.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time with us today. Now, if anyone is interested in contacting you on a project, what's the best way for each of you to be contacted? John, we'll start with you.
I'll give you a couple phone numbers, 763-421-8400. That's our office here in Ramsey, or the 800 number is 747-4815. Or you can always contact me at John, J-O-H-N, dot D-E-L-A-L-L-E-Y at graphel.com.
Chip, how about for yourself?
The easiest way, probably just give me a call. I've always got my phone on. That number is 706-978-0969. You can reach me by email at chip.roland@graphel.com. That's chip.roland, like row for land, at graphel.com. Or just go over to LinkedIn, type Graphel and Chip into the search bar. You should find me.
And Jeff, how about yourself?
Probably the best way for anyone to get a hold of me would be by my cell phone. It's always with me, and I'm available quite a few hours out of the day, as most of us are. That would be 480-510-4146. You can also reach me by my email at jeff.kizonis@graphel.com. That's jeff.kizonis@graphel.com. You can also find me and my background on LinkedIn.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can also find any of us on the Graphel website at graphel.com. You can leave us a chat or leave a message through that site. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Continue to stay safe. And one of these days, maybe we'll have the chance to see each other again. That'd be great.
That would be awesome.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to this episode of EDM Talk, sponsored by Graphel Carbon Products. Previous episodes can be found on the Graphel Carbon Products website at graphel.com/blog or on many podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. I am Ken Dworznik. Have a great week.